This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Okay, the dominatrix stuff that happened during Johnny B show. Now, I really kind of want to dive into this a little bit because I'm very interested in different sexual quirks. You know, I mean, we do it on the radio. It's a good time. We had a few giggles. You know, you put clothespins on nipples, not my nipples. Don't get too excited. But there's people that like this is their jam. They like that sort of stuff. Are you one of those people, Will?
I am not.
No.
And I was super nervous that I was going to get pulled into that game. And I was very happy to just be like, oh, I got to do Instagram, brother.
Yes,
I would do that, but I got the phones going and Instagram. I can't possibly do that. No, I do not like pain at all.
What about like, you don't seem like the type of person that would like to inflict pain
no.
on others.
No.
So you don't want to receive or give pain.
I don't think so. Like, it's... There's some things that I don't want to know if I'm into those things, you know, and maybe I'm selling myself short. Maybe I'm shorting myself because like with food, I'll eat anything once, you know, I'll try it out. But with this stuff, I don't know. I don't want to get to the point where I'm like, oh, I can't, you know, be pleasured unless I'm doing this thing now.
Unless I feel like I'm about to die.
Right.
Getting choked out, can't breathe.
Yeah.
It's a scary place.
That just sounds miserable. Now, it may be super pleasurable, but also, like, I'm kind of just okay with the baseline there. I'm not really super into that stuff, and I'm just afraid. I'm a coward, you know, but I've had opportunities to tie women up, and I've declined.
Okay.
Just because that I'm more afraid of.
Like the Me Too kind of ending?
Yes.
Okay.
Like they come back, like let's say I don't call her back or something, and she's, you know, mad. And then they go, oh, yeah, you tied me up and kept me in your apartment for 2 days.
You asked me to!
Yeah. But no, they got rope burns, and then it's like I did it wrong because I don't know what I'm doing.
Sure.
Tied them too tight, and then
Rookie.
The evidence is there.
Rookie
so I'm
mistake.
Like, yeah, I'm not falling for that.
Forgot the safe word. You just made all the rookie mistakes.
Yeah.
Amateur hour.
What about you? You into getting hurt a little bit?
No. No, I don't. No, nothing with like... You know, maybe like a little slap, a little tap.
Oh.
You know, but nothing crazy. I don't want hot candle wax. I don't want to burn my flesh.
That, dude,
like
that was the best. Like the other ones didn't seem like they were that bad, but poor Ricky, he actually had to scream into his shirt when that candle wax was falling on his back.
You're burning flesh, man. And people are into that. I feel like maybe some people listening are into that. Please call in 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Even more interesting than the quirks themselves is the origin story, because sometimes they don't even really remember it, but some people do. I've read a lot of stories where, because especially when you're in childhood, even though you think that that's obviously not a time when you're typically sexually active, I mean, you know, unfortunately some people are, you know, because they're, you know, getting molested or something like that, but oftentimes two things can get paired together. For example, I remember reading this story about this, it was a grown man, but he was talking about he got spanked when he was younger because he was a bad kid.
Right.
And I think maybe like it moved or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had this sort of association with spanking and sexual pleasure, and that's like his jam now.
Yeah,
you know?
that's what I'm worried about. Like, I don't want it to get to that point where I'm, you know, need to get tied up and hog-tied and kicked in the back of the head in order to finish.
Yeah.
I mean, that just sounds like it's a lot of... First of all, takes too long. I am a man of convenience.
Ah, yes.
I like my leisure. I don't want to be like,
two jobs. You don't have time.
I don't have time to be tied up and beat to death.
Right.
No, I need to just get in, get out, literally, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
I do feel like that there's a lot of prop work when it comes to this sort of stuff.
Oh, my God. Because
it's not like, hey, just punch me in the face. There's got to be like a story, you know?
Yeah.
You got to wear the makeup and you got to wear the black... you know, the straps and the chains, and you got to come in with, like, you know, like a citronelle torch.
Yeah.
Not because you're racist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better example. That's better. There you go. With the Roman candles and with the high heels, and you have to have, like, the dim lighting, but just enough so you can see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Feathers and whips and chains, and it's just not for me.
Yeah, by the time you're, you know, done setting that up, you're just like, you know what?
Let's just have lunch.
Forget
it.
I'm hungry now.
Right.
I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah.
Let's watch some Netflix and just take a nap.
I honestly just think I'm, like, too low maintenance for that. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't really have, like, money to be spending on, like, a whip or a chain or something like that. Yeah, it's just not
those
for
are
me.
Expensive,
yeah,
I'm
they're
sure.
made out of probably, like, a fine leather, you know?
Oh, that was a high-quality candle,
sure
probably
was.
Soy. It wasn't paraffin,
no.
bull crap.
Right.
Those are expensive.
Uh-huh. It's kosher leather.
Certified, USDA, organic.
Slaughtered
definitely.
By a rabbi.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
I know
the,
how that
the
goes.
The shocker thing, that was probably
the
expensive.
Taser? The taser? Yeah.
He didn't even flinch. Ricky didn't even flinch with the taser.
Well, it's because I think he started with the candle wax. So
no,
was
he
only...
didn't. He did the taser.
Oh, did he do that first?
I think the taser
You're right.
was the
he
first
did do
thing.
That first. Yeah, no thank you. No thank you. But I would like to hear from the folks out there.
Yeah,
what kind of things, maybe things that maybe, if you don't want to share what you're into, because maybe you feel a little bit embarrassed, but maybe something that was requested of you, that maybe you declined, you didn't want to go too far, much like Will said, you didn't want to even know if that was going to be your cup of tea, because you don't even want to dive into that rabbit hole of just, like, sinister lust and pleasure and stuff, and much like you said, you can become desensitized to regular sex if you,
oh, yeah.
if you kink out hard enough,
dude,
you know what I mean?
My friends are sick, deviant freaks. I like all of them. I find out more and more
really?
About them every day. I can't name names, obviously.
Don't name names.
I'll tell you afterwards. A friend of mine confessed that he has a box of toys under his bed.
He.
And he uses them on ladies. And I was like, that just doesn't seem like you got to have one toy for everybody.
First of all, I already know who you're talking about.
Okay.
But because I can just tell. But okay. And so go on.
So his thing is like, no, I clean them. You know,
sure,
I
after
wash
every
them
use,
off after every
not an
use.
Animal.
I just was thinking, like, if I was a woman and some weirdo creep that I just met on the internet that I was into and wanted to bang, and he pulled out this box with just, I would be like, I'm too OCD. I'd be like, oh, where's that been? Where's that been?
Sure.
Obviously, it's been other places.
But here's the thing, and because I know this person,
yeah,
I think he's pretty suave, okay? So he probably tests out the waters. Maybe if she does a little, you know, he gets a sign. Maybe she's doing really hard lip biting. She's like, oh, smack me across the face. And then he's like, okay, let's bring out the handcuffs. Let's start there. That seems pretty, you know, mellow. Maybe he has like a feather. And then he kind of just works his way up.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps pushing the boundaries.
Oh,
I'd like to
things.
See this box. Not for like to be used on myself.
Okay.
But I just want to see what kind of torturous sorts of tools he keeps in there.
I don't think they're anything of torture. I think they're more phallic shaped objects.
Oh,
you know, those type of things.
Okay.
And I had a lady when I was younger, I was pretty inexperienced at that point. I was in my early 20s. She was older. She ended up being almost like 40, but she told me she was in her 30s. Anyway, she asked if she could bring a toy, you know, while we were doing it.
What kind of toy?
A phallic-shaped device.
Dildo?
Can you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. That vibrated.
Dildo.
One of those,
yeah.
Yep. And I was a little intimidated. And she, I was like, I guess so. Sure. Like, do you need that?
Getting,
you
know? One-upped by the,
yeah,
you know,
I was
the toy.
Like,
you got
the real deal right here. What do you need?
Yeah, broad. What the hell?
So I was a little bit offended by it, but I guess that's pretty common. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it is pretty common. I've never, like, used one when I got the real thing. I'm just happy the real thing is there,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not fancy like that.
I know there's multiple places on your body
that
you could use
it. You know, different orifices.
But she was using it in the front. Area.
I understand what she's. I see the picture you're painting.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to stimulate. You know.
Yeah. A little man
Dolores.
In the boat.
Yeah.
Little bugger in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We got a phone call. Let's take it, Will.
All right.
Let's take it. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
This is Joe. What's up?
What's up, Joe?
Man, y'all are tripping me out tonight.
Us too.
All right, I'm going to try to keep this as clean as possible.
Yes,
please do.
Please.
So, paint a little bit of picture. I'm 6'5", 245 pounds, bigger gentleman. There's something about when a lady handcuffs you and your hands can't touch, and they just smack the hell out of you.
You like that, is what you're saying.
I have no idea why.
Hey, that's cool,
like,
man. Worse things. I mean, you're not into, like, banging kids, right?
Yeah, it could be worse.
No, You're fine.
Just
I ain't signing up for that one.
Yeah, just in the face or, like, maybe the private?
I didn't even hear what he said. Can I wait?
Yeah,
I hope you
dropped that. My bad.
Don't swear. But so, again, what kind of – is it just in the face? Is it a slap? Is it a closed-hand punch?
No, I don't want to be punched. I'll take a slap to the face. You know, scratching's always a plus. And then,
like,
till
the point that you bleed, you know, or no?
I'm okay with it.
Wow. All right. Do you like her to be mad, or is this, like, a loving thing? Or do you like her to be like, yeah, screw you?
Really? That's the question you're going to ask? Is she mad?
Well, some
what do
aggression.
You think? Yeah, she's, oh, my God, it's so delicate, your face.
Well, I mean, do you like her to yell at you?
It sounds like he likes aggression. You like aggression?
Yeah, that's what I
mean. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
You like her talking? I imagine there's some talking, communication going
on. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Say which one.
What is she?
Here's the thing. Most times the little handcuffs you get from the Todd, they're not going to hold me for too long.
Right. So tell me what
kind of... Once they break...
Sir, I want to ask you, we got a lot of calls. Tell me what she says in, like... radio friendly terms. Is it like you're a bad boy, like stuff like that, or is it more of like you're a degenerate POS, like stuff like that, like more humiliating?
Yeah, a little mixture. I wanted to call me out, say some derogatory things, and
you like derogatory.
I get my back.
Okay, interesting.
And then when you get free, you murder this broad. I'm assuming
game time.
Gotcha.
There's no running.
All right. Cool, man. Hell yeah.
Interesting. I'm very interested in people's kinks. It's different for everybody, and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, I mean, there could be, again, if you're like, you know, banging kids or you know, raping people, that's not good. But other than that, if it's consensual, man, I'm all about it. Whatever you like.
Sure.
Cool. I mean, you got to try some of it. Get some more fun.
Okay. Will do. Thank you for calling in, Joe. Take care. Bye.
Joe's one of God's children. Yeah, I don't want to know if I like that.
Yeah. Being called, I wonder what derogatory terms, like racial stuff? Like
that is a thing.
Ew.
I've seen, there's a genre of pornography that I saw browsing on the front page of one of these sites one time, and it was cop porn, where it was white women dressed up as police arresting black men and then insulting them with racial slurs, and then S in their D afterwards. Okay. It's very, very unique. Very unique.
I wonder if there's got to be, like, new, like, brands of porn that are, like, kind of, like, with the trends of, like, the political climate. You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, there's got to be some, like, call me a MAGA lover. Like,
yes,
stuff like,
definitely.
Like, make America great again.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
With some banging some blue-haired weirdo, fat weirdo feminist chick. Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
There's got to be stuff like that. I'll search for it. I will. I'm not ashamed. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Anna, what up? This is James.
What's up, James? Climate change is real! Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm done. Go ahead.
Yo, I've been listening to you for a while. This is my first time calling. I'm super excited.
Nice. Well, thank you for calling in. So what kind of kinky stuff are you into, sir?
Well, it's not me personally, so it's not nearly as exciting.
Sure.
But
okay. I can't. All right.
I read this article about this guy who, when he was little, he had a babysitter who had a prosthetic leg. And it was so fascinating to him when he was a kid that he got older and he realized that he had this weird fetish for amputees and people with any sort of prosthetic limbs. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I just thought it was bizarre. Like, they called it sexual imprinting, I think it was called.
Yep.
But that's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And it was probably, you said it was a babysitter?
Yeah, it was his babysitter
that
when he was
sense.
Little.
So he was probably someone, it was maybe his first sexual
probably
sort
first
of
crush.
Fantasy. Yeah,
like first
crush.
Girl that he liked.
And
yeah.
So he kind of made this association between sexuality and prosthetic legs or amputees, and now it's just kind of his jam, his thing. So you don't have
like
anything that's a little bizarre about you?
About me?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty boring.
Pretty
honestly.
Boring. I am
like
too,
dudes.
To be honest.
I mean, is that exciting?
You like dudes? All right.
Like just like dudes. All the time, or you bi?
No, like pretty much all the time.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
What do you? How do you feel about bi people? Like as a gay man, do you think it's a real thing, or you think they're just on their way to being gay?
Well, a wise man once told me that bisexuality is nothing more than gay's waiting room, and I totally believe that.
Yeah,
interesting. Okay,
I agree with you.
Okay,
no doubt.
Interesting. Have you ever had sex with someone that was a that claimed to be bisexual?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a nightmare.
Why? Why was it bad?
Because they were gay on Monday and they were straight on Tuesday.
Okay, but you think they'll go back to being gay or?
I mean, it's just like they'd be into it, and then they'd be like, "No, I'm like not into that stuff anymore."
Oh, okay.
And then they'd be like coming back and be like, "No, wait, but I want to do that stuff again." And
yeah.
It's just it's tiring.
I got you. I got you. Yeah, just stick to the gays. Sounds good. Well, thank you for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, Dean, I'm going to call you back.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
I mean, not tonight, but like some other time.
Yeah, please do. Anytime. Sounds good.
Have All right,
good
I love
man.
You guys.
All right, love you
See
too,
you, man.
Bye-bye. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Clearly, this is striking a chord somewhere with our listeners. People are into some freaky stuff.
I mean, I think it's pretty... We have a very Puritan culture even
yeah.
now. It was based on that. Like, our forefathers were Puritans, and they
uh-huh.
came here to get out of their religious oppression. So that's kind of what we were bred out of. We're violent, and we're Puritans. Those
yeah.
are the two things. We're built on war and purity.
Do you feel like the more stringent a culture is in terms of, like, lack of being able to express yourself, that the more sexually deviant they are behind the scenes? For example, because I have one in mind, the Japanese,
mm-hmm.
right? It seems to be a very restrictive culture in the day-to-day, right?
Yeah,
like, you have to be being honorable and being professional and being courteous and bowing when you're supposed to. I feel like the social, like, norms and the things that they do, what's the word I'm looking at, the proprieties that they have are, like, so strict. And if you diverge from any of those things, it's considered disrespectful. You know, you're ashamed of your family, all those sorts of things. But then they have like the freakiest, kinkiest stuff ever. And they are the cutting edge of all of this sex meets like the digital world and robots and the like, what do you call it? The digital things where you're playing a game and a girl's going, you know, doing
yep.
the mouth hug and stuff. That's all Japanese technology developed there.
Sure.
Do you think that there is some sort of a reverse correlation between how strict, or negative correlation rather, between how strict a society is and then how sexually deviant they are behind the scenes?
So Japan's an interesting case because they're very repressed, but they're also very openly sexual in a lot of ways, right? So you can buy, I saw one thing where you could buy used panties in a vending machine just on the street. Like businessmen just go in, purchase those things,
yeah.
and then do God knows what with them, but they do stuff with those. And then they also, I think they'll air pornography on cable television,
right.
but it's blurred. So the genitals are blurred, the penetration's blurred. All that stuff, so you can't actually see anything. So it's weird. It's like this, they're very sexual and very repressed at the same time.
Mm, that is true.
And their birth rates are plummeting. Like, nobody's banging each other. They're just kind of, they just go to pornography.
Right. And I know that there's like lots of game shows that involve sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I remember seeing this one where it was like a woman is pleasuring a man, and there's maybe a few different contestants. So there's a few different ladies, one per guy. And they're, you know, pleasuring him, and he has to do, like, karaoke, and the first one to finish loses. So you have to last the longest and finish the song without finishing, you know, down below. And that's like, on cable TV.
Yeah, and that's a great game show, by the way. I would love to watch that. That would be hilarious.
I mean, it looks pretty funny. And they're in a box, so there's no need to even, like, blur anything. You can't see any parts or anything like that. But yeah, it is very strange, and like all like the hentai and the imagery of like how sexual the nation is and the culture is. But then you go there, and it seems like everybody is so straight laced.
Yeah.
I'm not that I've been, but of what I've seen, you know.
Well, they are. I mean, it's weird. They're like they're a paradox.
Yeah.
They're very open and very sheltered at the same time. Like, they have weird stuff. I even saw that they have like cuddle tents where they can go and rent a lady, but they don't do anything sexual. They'll just hold you.
Right. I think you caught on to something there, that the technology apparently, and this is just like an estimate or something I think I heard on TV once, that they're like 10 years ahead of us when it comes to technology, roughly about 10 years. So you think about how much we are attached to our phones and our computers and how much technology is a part of our, not only our daily life, but also our social life, right? We go out with our friends, we take videos, we're on Instagram, we're doing all that sort of stuff. Well, I feel like in Japan, it's exacerbated even more so because they're ahead of the game, essentially. So everything that is interactive or that involves a social situation revolves around technology, whether you're playing video games together or maybe you're doing like karaoke together where you're all looking at a screen. And I feel like they're really, and we talk about this a lot, that even though you're really super connected in the digital sphere, you really don't have that human to human contact very much. And so we're actually disconnecting ourselves by connecting more so in the digital sphere and not so much in actual real time. And so that's why you see things where it's like, oh, you want to rent a friend or rent a cuddle buddy, because at the end of the day, we're still human. We haven't evolved out of our human brains yet, so we still need the oxytocin and the serotonin and the dopamine that we get when we're actually hanging out with real flesh and blood humans.
Yeah, and then you have to go buy some woman to hold you like a baby.
Oh, God.
I can't, that just sounds, I mean, you're not on the right track.
No.
It's not a good place to be.
No.